ואף לכאן לא שביעו את ההסכמה את הניסים לנסור איש יכול להשתפל למטה לא יסיק לשאול כל מציב בו הם פרש מרגלים אני מושפר את הפרש הזה לכל חורי לגנת חומש לא יודע אוי מה מבוי סעד ורבן זאת that the Cheshbon of the Messiah is the fee of God Lusam. Shua and Kalev weren't even the first. Man Soit is much more than we did know it. They didn't carry because they were going, but Ramban Zot, the list was a fee that was a big problem. What's the list over here? What's the going with the state in Ramban that they see the Kazos? The greatness of these Nesiyim, they look in the Nesiyim. And just to tie into the Sefer Shoshana, the Sefer Shoshana Taka has a Hamahalat. The reason Taka, which is a different Shmuz and Gansin, the you know, the Negiya, a person has a Negiya. A person has a reason for deep inside, unless he doesn't see that Negiya affects his decisions in life. Very, very often a person makes decisions in life which he thinks of him machshava, that's the right move. It's very, very clear this is the right decision, the right way to go. But the vada, the pshat is that the decision is very, very affected by his negiyas hadavar. And his negiyas is very, very strong. Negiyas can affect him so strongly that it perverts his outlook, his decision. So the Shom Pinus, that was the pshat, the zoyar. The Chayt HaMaraglim, right? He says, Yisharim. Parak Yiralef, I think, he said it. Yeah. Parak Yiralef. Over there, he explains the Yisoid of how an Negiyah could affect the person. Relagim thought they were going to lose their status as Nesiyim. And therefore, if the Zoyar, that affected their outlook, their look of us. A very, very scary thing of us. Maraglim says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ein Moim Chayt Lohi Ba'olam HaZevah, they were nifted on the Yom HaChayt, and they were Yamusu, everything was lost. It's a pachad noira. These great men lost their ganze future because of that nikiya. That thing inside of them, whether it was a taiva, whether it was a zapshah, remember you could find it at the end of the parasha. At the end of the parasha it says, right? So Rashi brings, you shouldn't go after your heart and after your eyes. Rashi says, Shnei Sur Surim. There are two types of miraglim, spies in a person's body, his eyes and his heart. And they transfer different messages. And through that, a person makes a decision. Rashi says, Ayin Roya V'Alev Choymed. So eye sees, the heart desires, and the body parts carry out the Aveira. It all starts with the eyes and the heart. So the obvious question is, if it starts with the eyes and the heart, the pasuk is out of order. It says, Rashi brings Chazal that you shouldn't go after, right? You shouldn't go after your heart and after your eyes. That's what the pasuk says. Don't go after your heart and after your eyes. Rashi says, why? So the ayin sees first and then the lev is choymed. So if he said, the pasuk should have said, the pshat is, the Rambam says, that's a person whose life is bottled in a chokhmah. The value of the eye sees, but what does the eye see? The eye sees what the heart wants it to see. And it starts the value with the heart. Then the eye sees, and then the heart goes right through with his life is chokhmah. But the value, it starts at the heart, has a taiva, it's misave, lirots. And Nevada, if the heart is filled with Torah and the heart wants to go in the right way, the heart has the right, the heart is tahar, the heart is pure, the heart is pure from the gears, it understands the right way it should go. And the Ezer Hashem Yisbarach, he sees right, he sees good, he sees properly, it's not perverted. But if his heart is taka noyin menugin, his taka has stains in the heart, his areas where his heart is mushpa from different tigers. So Vada, that's what his heart, eyes are going to see, and it's going to carry on weiter, and that's mamish, the pshad, the miraglim, their heart had inside of them, deep inside of them, was this negiyah. Says that if we weren't, we weren't allowed to say it, but the Zohar says, and Jerusalem brings it, but that their heart didn't want to lose the nesiyas. And they saw differently than everybody else saw. And that's a mahalach. So a different shrewd, that's not for now. We want to may say another another mahalach this year. But it's a big yisoder, boys, to be careful to daven and to have a rebbe, it's another yisoder, to help you with the gears, boys, it's another shmuz. If they want to discuss the yisod, shalach lecha anoshin. It was the yisod of the chet of a ragam, rash rashi, shalach lecha, ani oim elechem, it's all besed, it's all good and fine. Eretz Yisrael, what could be better than Eretz Yisrael, boys? Eretz Yisrael is the land that everybody, we all have the desire, by saying now, you don't have to sing the national anthem for it. Oh, Lord, there's nothing to do with that. The Emes Yid has to know that Eretz Yisrael is his homeland. Even if he's in the base medrash in Elizabeth learning shtar, first of all, the Gemara says that the Bati Matrosh, but Knesias and Bavel have a din like Eretz Yisrael. So, you're in Eshtik Eretz Yisrael. So says the going shot in the Gemara in Brachas. Come Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had a big shayla. It says, Ma'yubu, Yimecham, on the land. And we see the Ikasabi B'Bavel, there's old people in Bavel, how they Zoychos of the Gemara, since they get up early, stay late, in fact, the Marsha and the Goyen, how is it? They answer the question. The answer is, because the Bati Matrosh have a din like Eretz Yisrael. The Yopin says in Pasha Shlach, Admas Kodesh, it's a din of Admas Kodesh, but it's magic. But Eretz Yisrael is the land that Kodesh Baruch has gave over to us, it's our land, and that's the land where Be'ez Hashem, it's Gavaldik of Koichas, where a person could stay. If Klal Yisrael said, told that Asher Ani Noisim of Bnei Yisrael is the great land, yet they want to send out Meraglim. But typically when they like Kulchem, he wanted a Shlach L'Choz of the Kodesh Baruch, Shlach L'Choz. And the Oyim L'Chem, it's okay, you could send for yourself. So Rashi, Abol L'Tamei Poishin Loi. Somebody who's coming L'Tamei Poishin Loi, they give a mocking litos. Hashem gives a mokum litos when a person decides to go in a different way. So what was the mokum litos that I want to discuss today, Be'ez Hashem, before hopefully we'll end before Shabbos. Mokum litos, the boy said, what's the pshat? They come to Eretz Yisrael and they get off the plane in Ben Gurion. And here they see, who knows what's going on, this land, this fruits, crazy fruits. Garmish grapes, giant grapes, they never saw such grapes in their life. Some people get excited, they make wine with those grapes, but the mice are big grapes. And there's big fruits and things, and they see the people in the land are giants. They see the mokoim is unbelievable. The land, the people are... The obvious, something wrong, people are dying left and right. Rashi says, there's a chayiva for them. And they come back, and the chayiva, if we look at it in the pshutay shel mikra, in the look of how they saw it, lefi the pashtus, the chayiva, they weren't saying any sheker. By Yahweh, Miss Priya, all that, they showed them the fruit of the land. This is the land. We didn't take this from Syria. This came from Eretz Yisrael, Jordan Valley. They said, Eretz Ochas Yishpeh, people were dying all over the place. Didn't say anything. Shekel Chori, the Chos Alf Emes. Say that's why there's Lashon Hara. Everybody says, they're saying Emes. That's why it's Lashon Hara. It's not much shame. Oh, the Maisa, at the end of the day, what was Taka the Taina? They saw exactly what they said they saw. They didn't say anything during what they saw. The Yeshua and Kav see a different land. It was their Taina. Says, Yoshua's Kalev, I ask, Kalev, as the arm, Oloi, Na'ale, Ki Yochel Nuchalo. We can go up, we'll go up. So we can't. It's the machloikis. See the pshat is a zay. Uba. The pshat is a zay that the MS, the fee what they saw, they were totally 100% right. They saw a land of godless, a land of greatness, a land with foxes, with mates, creates godless, great papers, great people, big people. It's hard to live there. It's all true. But that's if you look for the superficial, the cook, without the inyan of si'ata d'shmaya. That to live in such a land, a pea, science, I'll be scientific experiments. We delve into the scientific makeup of the land and how things get affected and things grow. If you are understanding, it's harder for humans to live there. It's a different type of land. But that's if you look at it from the human eye without the ear from Siyata Dishma. But if you look at it, with the cook of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in your life, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Yad Dishmaya and forget, that's what a land is so vast, so great. Because it's a special Siyata Dishmaya in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Asher Eine Elekecho Bo'o Meireish HaShon Arach Rishon. There's a special Siyata Dishmaya. But Avir Yad Eretz Yisrael Machkir. There's a special Koyav of extra siyata dishmaya in Eretz Yisrael. So then you understand what siyata dishmaya is, a land of, I forget, it makes great people. And we can have that, we'll have that siyata, if we have that siyata dishmaya, we can do it. But Rishbo gave him welcome with us that since they themselves asked to see the land, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's okay. That means they want to see what on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a certain Bechina. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately came and need away the cook, that a cook would see Yaakov Dishmaya. Over Kolev and Yoshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Davin call Yoshiacha, the cause of Yoshiacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That should be with his name. You shouldn't look that cook with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the cook with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Kolev went to daven the Kibrei Avos to also have that Siyata Dishmaya, which Siyata Dishmaya, the person can zeicha to Eretz Yisrael, to the miles of Eretz Yisrael. Enoch Anami, on Siyata Dishmaya you can't. Without Siyata Dishmaya you can't. The Yisoy, this was the Mokum Litos, because they asked to see it even albeit the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Barotza. They saw it on the cook with Siyata Dishmaya. They saw it from a human standpoint, from a military standpoint. But this was the Chet HaMerav. This is a big Yisoy, Tzavah said. Oloi na'ala ki yochel nucholoi, zot Rashi, zot Kolei, afil oimei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alei lo Shamayim, go up to Shamayim, you could be Matzliach. If you have this Yad Tishmaya, if you have the Kodesh that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us, the person goes on the Kodesh Baruch Hu without that Yad Tishmaya, Father, Kodesh Matzliach in anything. But all the Nala, feel Kodesh Baruch Hu Oimer, to go up to Shemayim, Alula Shemayim, Alula Rekia, which is something that's impossible. When Rashi says, Asu Sulamot, not with a spaceship, now with a major airplane, Asusu Lomois. Yochol Nuchal Lord, Kodesh Baruch Hu reveal. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the Siyata Dishmaya. The person can accomplish the impossible. And that's what happened after. They realized the mistake by Yapilu. They went through the whole parasha afterwards, very, very important message by Yapilu. They went up. They said, we're going to go up. The Aram Bris Hashem, they understood the lesson that we could walk, but there was no Siyat Dishmaya, how could they fail? And that's the Metzias. Without Siyat Dishmaya, they said Emes. Without Siyat Dishmaya, they're not going to fall. You're not going to be beat up by Mahamolik. Mahamolik Yoyshay, on Siyat Dishmaya. But with Siyat Dishmaya, ki olo na ki yochel yuchel. But this is such a powerful Yisoy, that we have to understand. in dance life, especially in learning of us. The she'ifis today, I think the biggest problem that we have today, everybody's had, that Mr. Before Shema Oymid on this, they said, the Muradim himself say, we were in our own eyes like Chagom, and so we were in their eyes. What was the point of saying that we were in our own eyes? Barashim said this to Shah Kufa. But they didn't believe in their koyach, and their etzim koyach, or they couldn't, who they really are. They believed we were like Chagom, clapping them, and Mela, we were in their eyes that way. The worst person perceives his greatness through who he thinks he is. If he thinks he's a low person, and that's what he's going to be shoyah for. That's how he's going to perceive it. That's how he's going to look around, that's how he's going to act, that's how he's going to conduct himself. If he perceives his katnus, that he's a katon, and be'emes he is, he's a boss of a dog. Says Chazal, ocho v'kedem tzal toni. If a person's not zocho, oim l'cho yitush kodmecho. Fakad, the smallest of beings, the smallest little flea, preceded you in the creation of the Bria. But if not, if a person understands v'kedem, that be'etzim he comes from the Shomet Te'oira, which is a chelik of the Kami now, is Kevekedem Tzartoni, you're Koydim Abriya, because you have a chelik of the Kami Kmal in you. And with that Siyat Tishma, the Kosh Bohm blows into you that Koyach into the Siyat Tishma of that Neshama person, could be endless. Just like the Mitzvah of the Neshama is endless. There's no limitations. A Guf has limitations, because it's physical, it's limited. But in the Shema is unlimited. How far it could go with us. This is a powerful lesson of this. I think it's much, much needed these generations. The rotten and the desire and then the stand of how far a person could go in the steiging. It's me as a other. I think most people believe that they're very limited how far we can go. How far we could accomplish, how much we could do in our lives, how great we could become. The Moshe comments a very interesting zach. He says on that Rashi says, Asusu lomois. I feel like Torah Baruch Hu oimel on Asusu lomois. Make ladders and go up to Shemayim. We can, because we have to just listen to his word. If we listen to his word, we can go up with ladders. We have thousands of ladders until we get to Shemayim. What's Rashi Asusulam? What's Rashi Asusulam? Asusulam is the Moshe comments. It's Rashi Moshe. But the point is that we have to make our foolish tavis. We have to put our part into it. If we put our foolish tavis, the Asusulam is whatever you can do in this world physically to get up to Shemayim. We'll give this Yad to Shemayim. You'll get there somehow, some way. We don't know how it's physically possible to build Sulamas the Rakia, but Asusulam is. Do what you could down here, as much as possible, because the rest will come. And that's the Yisoid of Basin. And it will last, especially in Ruchnias of Basin. We don't understand that there's no limitations. And I think that's a very big problem today. Our she'ifas are very small. You think on ourselves, how far can we grow? How far can we become? What can we become in our lives? How much Torah can we know? And it's a big, big toys of us. It's a big toys. I was speaking to the Bachman. So my Talmidim before Shavuos, and on the phone of this show, I was in Soira, Zach. I was in Soira. That a guy, the marshal, before Rosh Hashanah, if a guy would go over to another guy and said, you know, he comes over to Balabatim, he come out of Shul, and once or the other, with davening very fervishly, very, very shtak, and he goes over to all the Balabatim, Reuben says to Shimon, you look at davening so shtak, well, what were you davening for? So he says, you know what? I want to be a billionaire this year. Not just a millionaire, I want to be a billionaire. Remember if Sharma once came into the base medals, he came over and just looked like laughing. So he had a boss, a very rich guy, just came into his office, he asked for a bracha. So she said, you deserve to be a millionaire. So he said, nay, Rashid, that's a klala. I want to be a billionaire. He was already a billionaire. I want to be a billionaire. So she was laughing, like, this is the she'ifis of the balabas. I want to be a billionaire. So Reuben says to Shimon, they come out and Shimon, what were you diving? So I don't know, I want to be a billionaire. Oh, come on, you're working for the, you know, plumbing. You're a plumber. How much do you make a year? Say this, so you're a good plumber. So you're making 100,000, 50,000. What do you got? So is a billion. Shimon says, Bershav, I understand. Bershav, call Yaakov. Bershav, call Yaakov. He's calling you, oh, you can't give me $1 billion. I will win the mega millions, the mega billions. I will that to that. I will this, I'll invest. Well, the Bereshit call you Yochad. So it starts by Bachan that Shavuos time, you know, if you the Shloa Kodesh, the time, the Ruch, the time, the Torah. But Amos, we'll see that Amos all the time, the time, the Torah. Another, a guy says to another guy, before Shavuos, any time to Amos, any time person can die for Ruch, yes. I want to know Kol HaShas this year. I want to know the whole Shas. This whole Shas. And I says, come on, we're joking. We know the whole Shas. You know the Gan Shas. Yeah, I want to know Gan Shas. Come, joke. You want to see back? Bereshit Kol Yachol. The Bereshit Kol Yachol. If he wants to give me Shas, give me Shas. It's all my Tana. Why do we have to get the Moshe said, you have to do our Shtan. But it's my Tana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's my Matan Torah saying, it's my Tana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara zokt in Brachos Daf Nun. Says the Gemara, when a person asks bakashas, the Gemara says, we know what a type of person is. The Gemara says, because when you're davening, you should daven for something small first, and then you ask for something big afterwards. So the Gemara says, oh, we see, Yimolei Piti Lo Secha, that a person is like a lot of davening, I should open my mouth wide, and Hashem should fill it up. Yimolei Piti Lo Secha. So the Gemara, I'm sorry, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it up. So you see a lot of ask for a lot. But the Gemara, that's by Torah. Gashmias, you're supposed to start off small. You don't ask for a Bereshit, give me million, mega millions right away. You start off small, first I want a nice car. Whatever it is, you go up small in the darkness. I'm saying the Gemara, by Torah, by Ruchlius, by Divrei Torah, Harchev, Pichov, Amaleo. I want to know Kol HaTorah Kula. I want to know Shas. I want to be a Baki Masechta Bavitzi. I want to be a Baki in Hilchos Shabbos. Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph. I want to be a Baki in. And then going on to the whole Reish Nun Gimel. The God's Hilchos Shabbos. I want to be a Poisek in Hilchos Shabbos. Oh, come on. Hashem's called Yochav. You really want it? Why want to be a Ruchlius? Harchev, Pichov, Amaleo. Who would Divrei Torah? The problem is, we are the Shi'is, we don't have Shi'ifas, that's a big power of Bosa. We want to grow in Torah, Bosa. You can't grow in any area of life without Shi'ifas, Bosa. I hate to break it to you, but if you're not having Shi'ifas, get out and go for the plumbing degree. If you don't have Shi'ifas, there's other jobs out there, but you want to become a Talmud Chacham, which every person should be shy for. The person be a Talmud Chacham, you need Shi'ifas. You have to have Shi'ifas for Godness. And God doesn't mean you're going to be the Gadol Hador, but you can be a Gadol thing. You can know Hilchos Shabbos. You take a Mitzoya, you become a Baki in that Mitzoya. Every single person here in this room can be a Baki in a certain Mitzoya. It takes the She'ifah, you have She'ifahs. I'm reading a little bit of Rabbi Yosef Zitzal. Unbelievable. They came out with the art scroll now, but I picked up a Sefer called Ba'avos Yisket Tom. Couldn't put it down, the Maisa. But the Maisa, besides his memory was Mamish. Okay, so you say he was blessed. First of all, in the book it says, I don't know where, it says that he davened very much for that memory. Could be had a good memory also, but he davened like crazy that his memory should not true. But the she'ifas, Rabbi, said, the she'ifas. To know, to want to know Shas, to be as a bocha, to have she'ifas, to finish Shas, and to know Shas, and to know Masechtas, and to finish myself, Rabbi, said. I don't know where King of Kaiser today. Where's the godless? Where's the Shiva's for godless? They say, well, I'm all like this, and I'm all like this. I come from this place, and I come from that place. And this is my IQ, and this and that, and this. That's Shtusim of Avonabos. The Gemara says that your God to Umatsosi. You began Toyer Matsosi, it's a Matsia. The Bellamus belongs to it, it's your Matsia. And the Gemara says, I will ukmi kiris to siyatim in Shemaya. It's all siyatim in Shemaya. It's all siyatim in Shemaya. A person wants Torah with his utmost. He wants to become a godel of Torah. He all in Nala. In Ruchli is for sure. He all in just siyatim in Shemaya. The dam is siyatim in Shemaya. The man of Gemara says Mefurish. The Gemara says, Mayas oda di yechka. No, it's so tvida. What should a person do with the yechka? The Gemara says, Yara bi yeshiva. Harbi also. Many people stay in yeshiva didn't want to go. El Yivakesh in the Chacham Misha Chacham Shalom. Should ask from HaKadosh Baruch for the Chacham. So a person davens and he asks his Yad Tishmah and he does his Ishtaz and Rabbi says also to Lomas, we have to do whatever we can do in this world. He's guaranteed success. But the problem we're not asking for it, Rabbi says, there's no desire for a person can't grow. When there's no desire for that Madrega, so when he remain like Chagov. I think this is one of the biggest problems in our door of us. Many people don't, for whatever reason, is the Yetzirah of the door, that we don't have no she'ifas in learning of us. And every Mitzoya, you look out everywhere in the world, every single person that's Matzlich has she'ifas. He wants to be the boss, he wants to be high, he wants to go high, he wants to grow. And we are the she'ifas of us. We are the she'ifas. Every person has to become a Talmud Chacham. So you're gonna, whether you're gonna be a Rosh Yeshiva, you're gonna be a Magid Shia, you're gonna be, you're gonna be a manager of homes for a real estate development. It doesn't make a difference. You gotta be a Talmud Chacham. A person has to be a Talmud Chacham. A person has to be a person that knows Torah. That he could be asking questions here. He learned the Yeshiva 7 to 8 years. He knows nothing. It's Rachmol, it's Lach. And then a person says, well, I'm not a person that's so much Gishmak anymore, my learning. Because you have no Gishmak. What do you have from it? What's left? What's the end of it? The person doesn't make the plan of how he should be matzliach in learning and how he could steig in learning and make shivas with more growth in learning. He's not going to get anywhere. But he has to make the, if he does all that's possible, when he dives for a Beis Hashem, it's all a shavu. Maravadi was speaking that all that he wrote. That was one of his things. He always used to tell anybody could do it. Anybody could come to the next Maravadi. You know, his memory was something out of this world. But the mindset. It's on his hasmodim because his drisha and his rotzim for this. He wanted Torah and no Torah. That's all he wanted. And all the gedolim, anybody become great in Torah, by saying, it was because that's what he wanted. He made the gold and the she'ifas, next to sechta, next thing, and the chazor and going over. Till I know it. I want to be a Talmud Chacham. I have to know it. I have to chazor it a lot of times, hundreds of times. It says even in the vibe over there, people think that he used to chazor hundreds of times. It says when he was a bacha in Paris, Yosef Yeshiva, he learned the Sechta Gittin 60 times in a winter's month. Okay, we don't do it in any time. They did 60 times, about that. So, we, you know, we go over the down one more time. Okay, I did this already. Well, you know, whatever. But to know something, Hafach V'yashra, about that. He once told the Bacha, pulled out the Sechta Baba Kama, and start reading the Tosfos, that Ayin Zayin. Let me know that Ayin Zayin, there's one line of Gemara, Parah, and there's like a giant Tosfos. So he started reading the Tosfos, and the Rabbi took over. Mila ben Mila, he did the whole Tosfos, Mila ben Mila. So he told the Bacha, I learned that Tosfos 200 times. It was a week over Tosfos 3 times, we already want to rip out the page. You know. 3 times, you know. We've seen it already 3 times, we don't know Pshat, but we saw it 3 times, right? I read the word. They say, some right from Sanhedrin, something's going on over there in Sanhedrin and Marcus, I don't know what they're talking about. But I saw it already, you know, and then look it up and this and that. So if you shall tell what came out, zero. You don't have the Torah. 200 times of this. This is this is the song that's paid, but can we do it 3, 4 times, 5 times? You'll see it. I'm telling you, I'm giving you a Yisoy daughter. Take 10 blad of Gemara, any Gemara you like, Chazra, and know you'll feel like you'll be on top of the world. How many Bachrim in the community lie? The world know 10 blad of Gemara. Joke, you know, come on, you know, you guys don't learn it. Don't say that too loud. You know, destroy the whole system. How many of you know 10 Vada Gemara? Shaklatai Chlor, you can test them. What does it say here? What does it say here? What daf here? Daf here? What does it say here? What does it say? What's Dalof? What does it come out? What does it come out? Who? How many people could do that, everybody say, in the world today? As we're learning, I'm not chas v'shom, the learning's going good, and we have a kasher time, and we feel all good about ourselves because we have a kasher time. But my social dova, what do you have in your pocket? What do you have? And after a full winter's man, or whatever it is, the guy comes back and learns Bobas and he doesn't know how to say over. And once had a bacha came to me for an interview for hair. I asked him, if he wanted to fair, yes, so what did you learn last night? He couldn't remember the Masech, there was a little bit of a problem. Okay, I said, to start with a bays. Anyway, the Maisa, I think he says one of the Babas, so we narrowed down to three. Anyway, the Maisa, because of knowing the Satan, to know the Dabim, to know what you learned, whatever you learned, even if it's 10 by 12 by, but you have a claw, you want that claw, you feel like $1 million, everybody says, guaranteed, money back guaranteed today, everybody says. It could be, you can take 2 blocks, 3 blocks, you know a claw, the shock of a tire, put outside, you know it, and it gives you, you have to go by it, and you know more and more and more, everybody says. Zok the Rechai Belozhin, called Lomi Tomer Ameyah. One of the things he says that once a person gets into the inside rooms, you see there's more inside rooms. He wants to go deeper and further and further and further. But you want to know more and more and more. But the proud don't have anything. We're walking around empty. Rabbi Stein. If in reik humikem hu reik, va'abor reik ein boi mayim, says Chazal. Va'abor reik ein boi mayim. And it was in Shabbos, right? Then all the other stupidity comes in, but that's all. When it's rake, it's empty. All the hurim, all the problems, all the shtusim that we're going to follow, because we're rake. It's rake, the boy said. And our sheifas, we don't want it, there's no sheifas. Learn a little bit, forget it, this and that. But see, so you want Torah, I don't see you like Torah too much. Spend 50 hours, this, that, this magazine, no, you know this, you know all the batting averages of every baseball player, you know what happened last night, every single statistic. And we don't say other things, we don't say, when it comes to believing that Torah, what do we have? What are we taking with us? This is the assertive of us. A person that real has to realize that a little one daf after another that we start to build up a mamish, an arsenal of Torah, 10 block here, 15 block here. I always say it's a big thing to finish the Masechta you started, but because then you have much more place to chazer it. But learn Masechtas and make sheepas. You have a summit. What are you doing with those summit? Well, we learn about Mitzia when I'm going to learn next month. This is, so I have nothing to do over the summer. I might as well go take up golf. Get those golfing shoes. Swing, you know, with a 4-iron. And you might say, take a small Masechta. There's so many small Masechta now, especially with the Afyoim, with Ainas, Megillah. Take it to have a small Masechta. Learn a small Masechta over there. I was speaking to a Bach and Etzio. They say these are simple things, but today people are not aware of it. No one puts this amazing way. Still Shom Reis and Akdoma. The biggest thing is there's so many things you do them like Noshim, but they don't put them in a similar way, and they just walk away right, and they can be so happy with this. People, Lamaisa, I always say it over 1,000 times, I say it over 10,000 times. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed, on Ovil, you might call you Dalit. Ovil's not allowed to learn Torah. He's allowed to eat bee meat and drink wine. Because the soy that Shadi wanted it to be, he shouldn't forget about the situation. He should learn from it. He should mischaz it from the matzah of the Avelas. He shouldn't lose himself. So he's not allowed to, so Chazal said, you're allowed to eat basa, drink wine, Ovil's allowed to want. Because the lice ain't a chanami. The Gemara says, Chazal said, tnu basa, tnu yayin, lemori lev. So it'll calm down, but he won't forget about the Avelas. But if Chazal learns Torah, the simcha of learning Torah, Kudah Hashem, Yisharim, the Samach, and Lev, the simcha of Torah, the person's masik Torah, he really understands it. The Anasoy, he understands, he has Torah by him, he'd be so happy, he'd forget about the Avelas. So, I have a question of Basai. We should be walking around, mamish, mishug with happiness, no? We're in Yeshiva, we're learning Torah. We should be walking around going crazy. We should be walking around smiling. You walk through Yeshiva, you get a beer, you get a smile. The guy who runs Musa from Shal Salanta, so he learns about his face like a bar, so he starts, you know, kind of practicing the smile. The guy, when you walk into Yeshiva, everybody should be sitting there smiling away. What's going on? We have the smiles! Teretziz, I always say, Bikudei Hashem Yisharim. There's a deer in the pasuk. You gotta learn galat. You gotta learn right. You have to have a klor. You have to have the Torah Gishmak. It has to be klor. But you have a person, one of the biggest tortures there is in the world, one side, is mental torture. When the guy's learning the sugya and he's so confused, and then he does the Rajba on it. He has the Mar Makomos from his Rebbe. 16 Mar Makomos. He checked off, did the Gemara, did it. He doesn't know the Gemara too well, but he did it. Did it with his harusa check. Now he's doing the Pnei Yehoshua. He can't even read the words of the Gemara. He's doing the Pnei Yehoshua. He's such mental torture because he didn't understand the Gemara and the Tosfos. Now the Pnei Yehoshua has a kasha on the Tosfos, the second girsa on Tosfos. His mind feels like he's mamish is strangled in his brain. And he's sitting there, plus he's depressed out of his brain. He said, come on, Rabbi, this is supposed to be happy. Take him out to a medical doctor with depression. He's saying that strangulated from the Pnei Yehoshua's kasha, but he didn't understand the Tosfos. And he's saying that trying to figure out the Prima Gaudim. He doesn't know the Gemara. He's trying to figure out what was the Prima Gaudim's kasha on the Mishnah on the Magen Avraham. Well, what did the Gemara say again? Get out that art scroll. See note 27. He mentions Prima Gaudim. P-R-E. Anyway, P-R-I, sorry, it's corrected in the back. Nelson Sherman corrected it. Anyway, but the Maisa, he's learning the Prima Gaudim. He doesn't know the Gemara, but he has no clarity in his Gemara, he's learning. So of course he's Nevi'ah. But Chazal said when you have Yisharon, when the Torah is clear, and Taf Gemara, a piece of Gemara clear, you are going to be ecstatic! Crazy! He said, really, in a based medrash, there should be straight jackets. Why the Roshiva Rishon should have their straight jackets? We should all be so going out of our, pulling out our hair, tearing our clothes from such crazy simcha that we can't go crazy. He should stand there at night and trying to lock the lights. People would be fighting Rav Shulman to lock the lights. Instead of not having an echo by nightshade over here, hello, anybody here? Instead of that, he would be walking out of the room and you have to fight Rav Shulman to get into the basic magic. He was like, you can't learn anymore. You see, no, Rav Shulman, here, take a straight jacket. We'll lock you up in here. That's what the Baruch Haim says. It's, right, but here, no. Who wants to come to the base medrash? Who wants to go through mental torture? Who would do that? You know, don't give me that pnei of shua again, Rabbi. And here he is. He's back again. For he wants to, you know, masochist. Wants to hurt himself again with that pnei of shua on the Rav Kiva Eger, which he doesn't understand the Rashi yet. So if a person, but a person has clarity, and he works through the Gemara, he knows Shachar Chayim, and he knows where it says what, and what's the outcome, what's the halacha, what's the din she hears, is there she here, when's the din, what's the halacha here, what's the halacha there, there chayosa, this, that, boom, 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 he has everything clear. He feels like $1 million, but there's nothing to stop me, he'll go out of his mind, and the simcha will just leave vayit, he'll just go vayit and vayit and terribly, and the gishmach will be unbelievable. But you have to do all that's possible, and you got to be smart about it. Do all that's possible. Fear Madrega. What you can learn, how much you can learn, the way you can learn, the level you can learn, and get clarity. Get clarity in learning. Take a notebook and write down the clarity notebooks. Get a notebook and write down Klar. What was the Kashmir? What was the Teretz? Oh, I maybe did this in fifth grade. No, forget about the fifth grade. People make fun of you. You'll be making fun of them a few years later. Well, that guy's still clearing. He doesn't know Pshat. Here you'll look down. Like, what was the kasha? What was the teretz? What was Tosis kasha? And you have a chloro, you go on and you think about it. I'm telling you, guarantee for success, guarantee for simcha, guarantee for gishma. And be'ezah Hashem, if you're mamshing this day, but it's like ki ol nuch biyochel nuchal lo, you can be emes talmud chochor. And there's no stopping about it. There's no end. The simcha just gets greater. The gishma just gets more. You start being able to tie things together. You have a whole arsenal. You know, masech debates over here. And you bring a kasha on it. He really says, what happened to this guy? He's asking a kash from Shabbos to Beitza to this, and he slugged up the Bnei Yoshua. Why? He has all these ideas and arsenals and this and that, and he's mamish holding a kol tarakula. Halacha yoyim, he do it slowly, you get a klora with that. So if you show, slowly you build up, and you get to a mamish unbelievable amount of Torah with that. You should understand that Rabbi said, this is the Yisrael, as we come to Yeshiva for Rabbi said. Yeshiva should be the most pleasant experience. There shouldn't be any guy in Yeshiva who's not crazy happy. Crazy happy. There's something wrong. If you're not crazy happy, you gotta go speak to your Rebbe and ask Rebbe, what's going on? I want my money back from the tuition. I want my money back. I'm supposed to be crazy happy. It's either me or you. Something's going on. You know, why am I not crazy happy? Why I don't feel the God of Shemak of Torah? Why don't I feel the Shemak of my learning? I should be ecstatic. But his story, the learning is not like a true universe. We have the sheifas and we open up and we answer Kodesh Baruch Hu. They should fill those sheifas all. Parakal people, Malayo, who be the retirexim, Zurich of Eiz Hashem, Hashem will fill us up, Zurich to become Emerson Talmud Chachomim, and we'll have the Emerson Simcha Zachar of Eisat. There's no such thing about it. You'll see every Talmud Chacham, every Mr. Talmud Chacham about that. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need anything. He had Torah up there, the Lohay Nech Shavah Kesem. He had Torah up there, the Magishim. But Rebus Mesigus Torah, the Torah, the Mishtar, the Mishlat, the Nacharev, the Lohay Nech Shavah Kesem, the Azov, the Mo'uma, he had Torah, the Torah, the Torah, the Torah, the Torah, the Torah, doesn't mean anything good you want to have in this world, doesn't Nichra HaTorah. I want to say once, that's the pshat. Esav and Yaakov had the struggle. And Yaakov says, Esav says, Yeshli Rov, I have a lot. He's not fulfilled.
But Yaakov says, Yesh li koil. So the Chofetz Chaim says this pshat because Yaakov was mistapik, and Esav was running after oil hazeh, but I want to say the feast of pshat, Yesh li koil. Yaakov was midas ha-toyra. Yesh li koil. Ki ha-toyra koilo kol ha-toyva sheba oil. You want to have every single possible toiv sheba oil, it's Muslim toiv. It's there. You just got to find it. It's open to us. We got to learn the right way. And be'ez Hashem, it's rizoicha to climb this ladder. The ladder, sulam mutzav arzah, osu sulamos. The remnants of the sulam Yaakov. Rizoicha to the madregas ha-toyra ha-miti. Rizoicha to the simcha of the arevas from the sikas toiv ha-toyra. Rizoicha be'ez Hashem b'koro to see. That's the great day, Rabbi Yisrael. Chazal said, what are we waiting for? Rabbi Shmuel Berman said, remember, he said, what was he waiting for when he was in the Tuchel, Soif Yomo? He had tremendous Yisurim. He said, this was a Sheifa. This was Rabbi Shmuel Berman said, Sheifa. He said, he had never terribly Yisurim, Soif Yomo. He said, the Pshad Vaisdor is in the next world. I just want to Shtag Vait to go to the base Medrash. I want to be able to read and learn. With Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, he said, and Rabbi Lezer Shach. I'm not Roy, so I need this Yisroel to be able to get to that Madrid, to be read and learning. But the Gemara Zog Seif Brachos HaMachdal HaMen Aleph. Zog to Gen Chazal, Zog to Zog Chal, Tamin HaChom, Ein Lehem Menucho, Lo Yibo Elam HaZeh, Lo Yibo Elam HaBo. Shenem HaYecho L'Chai L'Cho, Yerei Alekim B'Tziroi. Tamin HaChom, Ein Lehem Menucho. Zog Rashi Yehocho, Min Beis Medrash to Beis Medrash. That's the Olam HaBo, what are we waiting for? You know, they want to send the Shmuz. We could take it down. The next world is not such a thing as one said, yeah, I don't know if it's for sure, it's an MS to Gehenna, but he said, there's not such a thing as Gehenna and Gehenna Eden. Next world is just a base match without a clock. For some guys, it's Gehenna Eden, the rest of those guys, they couldn't, you know, every 10 minutes they were outside with a cigarette, had to go off another coffee. There's no coffee machine. Straight learning! When does Seder end? Never. Mashkiach, when is the Seder over? Never, ever. Oh my gosh. I couldn't manage 21st Seder, you know, 74 breaks I had. That was only from 11 till 12. But anyway, Sevishal Dover. It's a base medrash, Yachol, Chayal, Chol, but the place that is the greatest. Sadiqim Yoshman, Soif Tai, that's a Seder, the enemies of Ashkino. Massive, more Torah, but it's the greatest Hasoga that's possible, but it's a Be'ezah Hashem b'zirchah, the taste in this world. Be'ezah Hashem b'zirchah b'koroiv, that all of us will be sitting at the unanimous of Ashkina. B'zirchah to v'zir v'yas Mashiach z'keinu v'heir v'yamin omen.
Okay.